Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about cultivating your talents, learning how to love what is unique about you, recognizing it, and trying to cultivate that specific skill and give it out to the world. Most of us look around at what other people are doing and wish that we were cultivating their talents, living their life. How do you learn to love what you do and give it out to the world so that they can get the value of what is special and unique about you? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy today's episode. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, hop over to lauraco.com and send me a note, or just send me a note directly, laura@lauraco.com. So I haven't done this yet, but I'm putting two together because I feel as if talking about one without talking about the other just makes no sense at all. So the reason for that is because what we contribute to the world has to come from the talents that we cultivate. And those two things should go hand in hand, right? A lot of times we're cultivating our talents. We're learning to do the things that we love to do, and we're contributing other things to the world. But when these two things come together, when we're truly cultivating our unique and greatest skills, and then we're contributing those at the highest level we can possibly contribute, that's where the magic starts to happen in our life. So a lot of people have jobs, and sometimes those jobs pay the bills, and we've taken on things because we feel they make sense for our lives. And certainly that's what I did, except you're cultivating all sorts of talents that aren't really your best and unique skill set. You're spending 5, 10, 15 years becoming outstanding at something, and you're contributing it, but you kind of hit like a glass ceiling, right? And this is how I felt in the healthcare tech space, right? I was an entrepreneur, and I was pretty good at the entrepreneurial side of it. But when it came to the healthcare tech side, it's just not my skill in the world to be in the healthcare space. So I was cultivating all this information and learning and growing in the healthcare tech space. I could talk about healthcare and the matrix of healthcare and the world of healthcare for hours and hours. So I've cultivated so much talent there, and I did contribute it, but I really always hit like a ceiling because it wasn't my passion. It wasn't the talent that I am best at, that I am most able to serve at the highest level. So my brother and my father were in business with me. They were able to take it to the next level, the next level, the next level, because it really, really resonated and made sense to them. So what I would suggest to anyone who doesn't feel like they're cultivating their deepest unique talents or contributing those to the world, ask yourself why. Right. And my guess for 9 out of 10 people is, well, I had to get paid, right? Like, and I just didn't have the opportunity to just do what I love and cultivate just that skill set. And that's possibly true, right? Like, we do have the real world and we do need to get paid, and not everybody has the luxury to work on the things that they're best at and contribute them. But I would really, really, really highly recommend coming back to what those unique talents are. And it wasn't until later in my life that I recognized that I was being too narrow. We think about the world in terms of being a business leader or an artist or a musician, but there's so much opportunity within each and every one of those. So you might be saying to me, yeah, but so take me for an example. I'm a writer. How am I going to make money as a writer? Well, I'm a writer, but I'm doing it in an entrepreneurial way, and I'm coaching, and I'm doing other things that can pay the bills. And then there can be a part of me that writes as well. So you can still cultivate your unique talent. You can do the thing that you feel you are most organized around and do some other things that help pay the rent, right? So often we look out in the world and we say, what can I do with my life? Instead of starting inside, what do we do the best? I often talk about it with my clients in terms of growing a garden. And the reason for that is, if you think about a house and you think about in the back, there's a garden, and that soil is fertile and rich, and it's able to, say, really grow the most beautiful hydrangea, right? And your garden is like, you could plant purple hydrangea, blue hydrangea, cones. It doesn't matter. Whatever you plant, it grows, right? Your soil is so fertile and amazing. And meanwhile, you're kind of looking over your neighbor's fence and you're looking at their daisies, and they grow the most amazing daisies. I mean, they've got yellow ones, purple ones, but like white ones, big ones, little ones. And you're just thinking, I am going to cultivate daisies. So in your hydrangea garden, you clear out a spot where you could have had a beautiful hydrangea and you make a spot for daisies. Well, unfortunately, no matter how much water you put or how much attention you give to it, your soil's really just served better to grow hydrangea. So instead of looking over at your neighbor's house and thinking about the daisies that you feel like you should be making or you wish you could be making, sometimes we also just desire a life that's not meant for us, right? Somebody else has fame and you think, oh, that would be so amazing, but it's just not your thing, right? That's not really what you're best at. So focus on what you do best and then think about all the varieties that you can do that, right? Just like the hydrangea garden, there's dozens. I'm not a gardener, but there's a lot of different types of hydrangea. So if you can take the time to draft out what it is that you do best, and then think about all the ways that you can contribute that to the world, how many different ways can you get creative to think about how that skill set is best served? And this is coming from deep experience. You know, I love philosophy and I'm not a professor. So the reality is, how do I make a living in philosophy? And 99% of the world would tell me there's no way to do that. So I recognize what I'm asking, but the truth is, when you're creative about it, you can find a way. I was able to say, you know what? It's actually philosophy as it applies to the world that gets me most excited. So how do I take philosophical concepts and make them into like an applied technology? It took my entrepreneurial experience and leveraged my philosophy background. And that's what really excited me. And I was able to make a living at the same time. So give that a try. Hopefully it helps. This is a good one to take out a journal, pen and paper, really start thinking about it. If you know what you love to do, think about creative ways to bring it into the world. Contribute your greatest talents, and you'll find the most happiness.